This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Just a reminder that Diet Starts Tomorrow is a podcast for entertainment purposes only. It is not a medical podcast and does not constitute medical advice. Always seek the advice of a physician or a health professional.
Betches Media presents
Diet Starts Tomorrow.
I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things.
With me, Remy Casimir.
I'll have what she's having.
And me, Emily Lubin.
Remember, choose like you have a secret.
We're here to amuse
your boosh.
Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Remy and I'm back.
And I'm Emily and I'm super psyched that you're back, Remy.
Yay.
Since you are finally back from your adventures abroad.
Finally. We you would think I was gone for like a year.
It honestly felt like it.
Yeah. It was a lot of episodes. And there are episodes that came out while I was still here. And I was like, I'm here.
Yeah, but I mean, we knew these weren't going to be coming out in real time.
I know.
We're giving the listeners a little peek behind the curtain.
A little peek,
but
yeah.
But that's fun, you know? I'm so happy that you're back. We have a lot of catching up to do.
I know. So I was in Australia. For anybody who did not know, I went for my cousin's wedding, and it was a blast.
What was the connection to Australia?
Her husband's Australian.
Oh.
Yeah.
But they met in the U.S.?
They met on Hinge.
While they were in the U.S.?
Yeah, he's a professional tennis player, so he tours a lot.
Oh, this story keeps getting cooler.
Yeah. Okay. And she like ghosted him for their first date, and then he kept trying.
It always works.
Yeah.
I did the same thing to Annie.
Really?
I always tell people, do not give them the time of day, and they will come crawling at your feet.
Exactly. Yeah, I have one friend who's like, this guy I'm hooking up with is pulling back. Like, what do I do? I'm like, pull back harder.
Oh, yeah. Like, they ghost you, you ghost them first.
Yeah, you cease to exist.
You can't fire me. I quit.
I quit you.
Mm-hmm. I can't quit you.
Yes, you can.
What movie is that from?
It is Brokeback.
Of course.
So speaking of backs, in the Outback, I learned lots of things. I wasn't in the Outback. I was in Sydney and in Byron Bay. And both of these places, Byron Bay is very beach. It kind of looks like Hawaii. Sydney is city, but then if you go 30 minutes to like the coast, it's Bondi Beach. So these are both very beach cultures. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed there is the bodies are almost interchangeable. Like everybody has the same body walking around. They're also all wearing teeny tiny spandex shorts that go up high and then teeny tiny matching sports bras. And they all, it's wild.
So like they're always in that workout gear.
They are all like Love Island bodies.
Yeah, no, I was thinking of Love Island, but also I started watching Below Deck Australia, mm-hmm. or Below Deck Down Under, it's called. And I learned about this thing called a budgie smuggler.
Budgie smugglers, yeah.
I did not know what that was, but apparently it's big in Australia.
At Bondi Beach, there's an entire store of just budgie smugglers. which I'm going to post, actually, because I was like, wow, these are so beautiful all together.
It's basically a banana hammock, yeah. If you don't know.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful garment. And if you have the confidence to wear that on the beach, I say go for it.
Yeah, and it seems like a lot of them have a lot of body confidence. And it also seems like workout culture is strong. Mm-hmm. So I did this walking path in Byron Bay. And it's a beautiful path. You just, you know, avoid the snakes because they are poisonous and will kill you.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Did you see any?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
See, I don't know if I could handle that.
No, it's like the healthcare in Australia is free. And it's like, it has to be because there's poison snakes everywhere.
I have snakes attached to my ankles.
Yeah. There was two frogs that we saw, too, that Ben and I immediately went to go like pick them up. And JP, Lauren's new husband, was like, don't touch those. They're poisonous.
The frogs?
The frogs are poisonous.
Wait, pause for a second. You two immediately went to go pick up the frogs?
Yeah.
That's what you guys do when you see frogs?
We had a frog for a while that I found on 56th and First, and I loved him so much. So
you found a stray frog?
Yeah, and two stray toads. R.I.P. R.I.P. to my amphibians.
Collecting frogs all over the place.
But so I'm on this walking trail, and it's a beautiful trail. You're there to see the beach. You're there to just like have a nice walk. But every like 15 steps or yards, actually, let's say, there are these little fitness trail markers, signs that have instructions on how to work out. So this one that I have in front of us, it says step ups. And it's got this little contraption that's just like a box with a pole next to it. And it says, choose stump of challenging height, using pole to maintain balance. Place left foot on stump. Step up. Step down with right leg. Then step up with right leg. Step down with left. Continue by alternating legs. And I'm like, okay, no wonder everyone has the same body. They're all following the exact same workout regimen.
The same step ups when they're walking to the trail. I feel like those are excessive instructions for a step up.
Right.
I feel like we have all been walking upstairs for pretty much our whole lives.
How? To the streets? No, like, on a stump.
Back in the day, Ellen DeGeneres did this joke that was like, who are the instructions on the back of the shampoo for?
Yeah, yeah,
it's like, lather, rinse, repeat, but how many times?
Just someone say twice, by the way.
That's too much. That's a waste of... Do you do that?
I do sometimes.
Really?
Could be the reason why I have a scaly head, but we'll get to that eventually.
Wait. But I just want to say, I have been to parks with this type of thing.
In the States?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're great, actually. It's like a great way to not just walk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You take a break.
It's a free gym.
It's a free gym. Yeah. Exactly. They're really fun. I've only been to a couple. Like, there's one by my dad that has this. But then it's also like, it feels a little weird because sometimes I'm just walking there and I'm like, I don't want to do a pull-up.
Exactly. And so my huge issue in Australia was my ankles were swollen the entire time. And so when I saw these little fitness mandates, I was like, I can't. Like, my ankles are so big right now. Like, it literally went from knee to heel.
Why were your ankles swollen?
I don't know. I have several theories. One of them is that the first 3 days we were staying at the Taronga Zoo in Sydney. Yes, you can stay at the zoo.
What? Yeah. There's housing in the zoo?
Yeah, it's called the
Were you sleeping in the monkey cage?
That too, but it's called the Wildlife Retreat, and all of like your proceeds go to maintaining the animals at the retreat. It's amazing.
Cool.
But you wake up, there's koalas outside of your window, there's fucking wallabies, there's echidnas. It was like my dream. But because I was at the zoo, I wasn't going to miss a second of that shit. So I was walking around the zoo for like 3 days straight. And one of the things that they offer at the retreat too is like you can do tours in the morning before the zoo is open and tours at night after the zoo is closed.
Sick.
But I was in so much pain, but I was like, I'm not going to miss this shit. Mm-mm. So I think that's one of the things is just walking way more than I usually do. We know I'm a bed person and my body was not accustomed to that.
Too much pressure on the ankles.
Yeah. And no rest. Like Ben threw out his back and he would be like, okay, I'm staying in. And I'd be like, I have some lions to see. I'm so sorry.
They're not going to see themselves.
Yeah. Two of them had sex in front of me. It was wild. But
the lions?
Yeah.
Damn.
At night.
Oh, of course. Night moves.
Yeah. So this was a little bit of a wake up call for me that I should be moving more and bed personing less. So I'm going to do more treadmill walking in the new year. And yeah, so I wasn't giving myself any rest. I was walking way more than I'm accustomed to. I also think maybe it was like the long fucking plane rides, because a plane ride there, we flew from Portland because we wanted to break up the trip a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we did Portland Thanksgiving with Ben's parents. And then it was like a 15-ish hour flight.
Okay. So it's nice that it works out that way.
Yeah.
That you can go to the West Coast.
I know.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
I will say my feet and ankles do get swollen on planes.
On planes.
Which I think is normal.
Yeah.
I always take my shoes off. And then by the end, when I put them on, I'm like, all right, I think I might be a size 10.
Yeah.
I walked on this plane as a size 9, but not anymore. But I don't think it lingers.
Yeah. I don't know if it lingers or if I was just, again, exacerbating the ankles. Or
I think
like,
that must be it.
What if the air is different down there? And like my ankle animals just couldn't breathe.
There's something in the air down there. That's why everyone's so fit.
It was wild, Emily. And also the thing with the outfits too, is you didn't see any body diversity wearing those outfits. So it brought me back to like, you remember in like eighth grade when people would say spandex is a privilege, not a right.
Yeah.
It was like that was what was in the air. It was like, you can't wear these little bitty outfits unless you look exactly a certain way. And like, they all seem to look that way. But obviously there were people with different bodies.
Yeah, I think this might be a case of confirmation bias because you might have just been seeing, like, your eyes were drawn to the people in the teeny tiny little outfits and they all had kind of similar bodies.
No, we noticed that there were people with different bodies, but only people with a certain body were in teeny
tiny outfits.
We're
wearing the teeny tiny outfits.
Yes. And a bunch of people in my family struggle with body issues and they were like overwhelmed by it.
Really?
Yeah.
Overwhelmed how?
Like, they were just like, this is too much. It's too much pressure. Like,
did anybody buy a budgie smuggler?
No, I really wanted to buy a pair for Ben, but alas.
He wasn't into it.
We just, we were going to, and then I was like, we need to get back to the zoo. I have a tour.
Okay, so you were really invested in what,
I really wanted to learn all about the animals. I love them so much. Koalas, did you know they sleep all day and they all have chlamydia?
I didn't know they had, chlamydia?
Sounds like every guy I dated in my
20s. True. Nice.
Yeah, they all have chlamydia and they all only eat eucalyptus. So they're just like high all day and sleeping all day.
I did know that. They're on a steady eucalyptus diet.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Newly. Newly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Newly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Newly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Newly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Newly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Newly, that's NUULY.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Newly with two U's, with code DST20. Newly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
And then speaking of sleep, this is a strange thing that happened to me. You guys know I dream a lot. I didn't dream at all in Australia. And since I've been back, and even when I did the little jaunt back to Portland for like a second, constant dreaming, nightmares.
See, that is very interesting. Do you think, I mean, there's like a million ways that this can go. Mm-hmm. Because you're off weed. You haven't smoked weed in a while. So like that's not impacting your dreams.
Nope.
Because sometimes when people stop smoking weed, they have like crazy dreams. But that's not this.
But I've always been dreaming.
Right. So maybe
I'm a dreamer.
Do you think you were just so tired that you were like knocked out to the point that you couldn't even dream? Like you couldn't even be active in your dreams.
Maybe. I have another theory, which Ben's mom said to me, because she's lived in a bunch of different places. She lived in Africa for a bit. And when she was in Africa, she said she didn't dream. And she thinks it's because when you're in a new place, you have so much to process that your brain doesn't have time to like make a dream of it. And it's just like, it's busy processing instead.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
And then Ben was like, well, she only slept 5 hours a night because she kept going on tours. And he thinks I just didn't enter REM sleep.
Yeah, you didn't enter REMI sleep. That very much might be it. You know what would be helpful is a sleep tracker.
Yeah.
You know, if you were wearing a sleep tracker, we could actually measure if you were in that REM stage.
Yeah.
Interesting. So now you're having constant nightmares. See, okay.
Yeah.
This, I wanted to ask you this, though, because the one nightmare that you told me didn't sound too bad.
That one I would just call a stress dream.
Okay.
But it was basically I had gotten an apartment a block away from my dad's house. It was my senior year of college. I was moving schools. I was meeting new people. The apartment was a wreck. I hadn't packed up my other apartment. So my entire sleep is just me packing and moving and then getting to this apartment and like picking my room without knowing my roommates. It was just stressful.
Yeah, that is stressful.
I wouldn't say that's a nightmare, but I woke up like you were like, oh, here's the outlines. I was like, I will do it, but I'm exhausted my dreams.
Remy literally said, I just got back from moving into my college apartment. And I was like, congrats, you got an apartment? I thought when you said my college apartment, you were like making a cheeky little joke about like living with your parents.
No.
But you were like, no.
No, I just woke up from stress dream, stress nightmare, whatever you want to call it. Just too much doing at night so that you're tired during the day.
Right.
Yeah. And then something else that I've noticed since coming home is my hair is itchy again. I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast, but I've told Emily, I've told Lauren, I have it's like an overproduction of keratin and it like looks like dandruff kind of, but it kind of looks more scaly.
Yeah, see, I don't see it at all. Do you have it right now?
Yeah.
I don't see it at all, but
if you looked in, it's mostly in the back.
Okay.
But
let me get my magnifying glass.
Yeah, I have a special shampoo for it and I take pills via mouth for it and I didn't re-up on them before going to Australia. And I was like, you know, it might be fine. Like, this isn't something I've had. I just got it like 2 months ago. And I think it's like a weather thing. Mm-hmm. And somebody also said it might be letting your hair naturally dry when it's cold out.
Oh.
Which I was like, oh, great. I get to blow dry more. But I was like, maybe it'll be fine in Australia. And it was.
Is it because of the climate?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, different climate. Like when I go down to Florida, my hair is completely different.
Yeah.
I'm a different person.
Changes texture too.
I have curly hair. You ever see that episode of Friends where Monica, like her hair keeps getting
and the beads.
More and more? That is my hair when I go to any place humid and warm. But here, my hair is like pretty much straight.
It it's didn't change odd. Texture down there. It just didn't hurt or itch.
Nice. But since you've been back, the itchiness I'm miserable. Is back. But, okay, so just to clarify, and I think I already know the answer, but just to clarify, because you say this a lot, you're like, my hair itches. You mean your scalp.
Yeah, yeah.
It's your head.
No, I say my hair hurts, like that episode of Sex and the City where Charlotte's dancing and she's like, my hair hurts. Like a lot of people will get that from wearing a ponytail for too long or whatever. Like this is like, it's at the root of my hair mm-hmm. that it could be perfectly clean and down and it hurts.
Okay, we need to get you a deep conditioner, I think.
Yeah, or just like get me out of New York.
Yeah, I mean, I fantasize that about that every other day. It's
about me leaving?
No, about me leaving. Like, I sometimes I start my day like, hello, lover.
Yeah.
I love this city. And then by the end of the day, I'm like, Andy, we need to move.
Yeah.
No, and it's really like, it's a scary time.
Came back. And that was another thing, too, is in Australia, you guys, this is an ad for Australia. They don't make you take off your shoes at the airport.
You know this for a fact?
Yeah. Because we flew in Australia.
Yeah, you know, I guess
they also don't check your ID or your ticket before you get to the plane.
They don't check. Oh, so can you anybody can go up into the
airport?
So basically it's pre-9/11.
Yeah.
In Australia.
Exactly.
I can just barely remember, but I do remember not having to take my shoes off.
Yeah.
And I remember in all the movies, like all the 90s movies, people would get chased.
They would
to
just
the gate,
run through.
You know, you'd be going to another country and your loved one would be chasing after you. They'd meet you at the gate and you wouldn't get on the plane. Don't get on the plane.
Don't get on the plane. But now, if they wanted to chase you, they'd have to check their ID and they'd be like slipping on their socks.
I'm pretty sure you have to buy a ticket.
And you'd
too.
Be like, no, you look embarrassing.
Put on some shoes.
But yeah, so we got back and the shoe thing was a thing because we flew back again from Portland to New York. And I was like, I fucking hate it here. And then we got here and I was like, and my scalp hurts. And I was like, it's nice that the Christmas lights are out. Like, that's my one thing.
Sure.
And being back here and doing shows. But, oh, you guys, it's summer there and it was nice.
Yeah. But just know that if you stay too long in a place, you'll start to hate it.
100%.
I would hate any place.
No, there was a bus driver we had and he was like, oh, fucking Thursdays. I hate it here. Everyone's bogans. Like, I don't even know if that's a curse word there.
It's not. I love the term bogan. I love the term bogan.
Oh, you're from New York? There's no culture here. I was like,
your accent says otherwise.
Ben was like, bro, you're the culture.
Right. That's why he thinks there isn't. Now, what about your skin? You mentioned you're having some issues with your skin since returning.
Just breaking out all over.
I think that's traveling.
I think that might be traveling too.
When I went to Mexico City, and I don't really have acne ever.
Relatable.
Initially, it's like literally the one thing that I'm like so thankful for. On my own body, that I always have been, like, never insecure about my skin.
Be thankful for your body, Emily.
However, when I went to Mexico City, I was breaking out the whole time. And I had to go to a wedding. That's why I was there. Look at us traveling for weddings. But
the only reason I leave my house.
I started to believe that I was breaking out purely because I had somewhere nice to go. Because that always happens, too.
Yeah,
it's
like
you have
universe.
A thing to go to.
Yeah. It's like how I used to get my period every homecoming in high school. I was like, you don't want me to have sex, universe.
Yeah, I think I might get my period right now, by the way.
I am having my period right now, too, which is why
oh my God,
I think
we're synced up.
Yeah.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and... What do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Speaking of skin, I amassed some tips for long plane rides because I feel like a pro now. And I brought several things on the long flights that I don't usually fly with. And they made flying so much more fun and easier. And I want to share them with the listeners because I think you guys will like them. And
honestly, I need this because I hate flying. I mean, the flying itself is fine. I'm not, you know, anxious about it or anything, but just sitting there for anything more than 4 hours, I start to go insane.
Yeah. But also, like, your skin gets all dry and you get stinky.
Yeah,
and
you feel awful.
You feel weird. And if you're going directly to the zoo for a tour, you want to look kind of nice. So the first thing, and I'm not sure if we're still doing ads for them, but this is a free one because they deserve it, is Lumi deodorant is 72 hours. So use that initially. And then they have Lumi deodorant wipes.
They're great.
Which are great. It's like a shower in a wipe. Basically, you can just go into the bathroom on the plane if you're starting to smell or whatever. Everything that they make is all over, like full body.
Yeah, you can use them on your privates.
You can use them on your privates, your feet, because you know your feet start sinking on the plane.
Tits, pits, holes, and soles.
Yep.
A mantra.
And so those are really good. Back of neck, even just to like cool down. And
oh.
Very nice.
Maybe your temples.
Sure.
That's a little known. Well, actually, I don't know if it's little known or not, but if you put like cool water on your temples, it helps your whole body cool down. It's like a pressure point.
Yeah.
But okay. So yeah. Lumi wipes.
Lumi wipes. Mario Badescu, I've said this before, but the Rosewater facial spray, they have the small airplane safe ones for $5. It's so nice. Again, it doesn't do anything, but it smells really good and it makes your skin like just feel more replenished and like more dewy. I met my sister right after I landed and I gave her a little spray and she was like, oh my God, I'm beautiful. Like it just made her feel beautiful.
Yeah, it's the closest thing to magic in a bottle.
Under eye masks that you can see at like point of purchase. I think we got ours at like TJ Maxx or something. Doesn't need to be expensive. Mask. Yeah, those little
those
jelly ones.
Mm-hmm.
They're really nice for like the last 30 minutes when you're landing. You just plop them on.
Sure.
And then the stick or like the oozy stuff, you can just rub it into the rest of your face too.
Yeah, it's super moisturizing. I don't do any of this stuff, but when I see, it's usually women on planes doing like their spa routines. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that looks nice.
Yeah, I was influenced by my cousin who was the bride and she had like documented her trip because she flew via Hong Kong. So she was going even longer.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, these two travel a lot.
Damn.
But to the point that she was like, yeah, I flew via Hong Kong because I like that airport.
Shut up.
She was like,
God.
They have like these little sleep hotel rooms in that airport. And I just
pods?
Like, yeah.
I've always
it's
wanted
not a pod,
to stay.
It's like a whole room.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah. So she had all the shit on her plane ride. And I was like, maybe there's something to this. And there was. I got a set for Ben too. He liked it. He loves the spray. Chapstick. You must bring chapstick.
Mm-hmm.
No matter if you have the most luscious of lips, they will dry out. I have the classic cherry. It's nice. Gives you a little tint. Makes you cuter for
chapstick,
the koalas.
Sure.
A moisturizer. So this is the thing, too, is you know how at the airport in America, you have to take out all of your liquids sometimes?
Yeah.
I put all of these in one bag into my backpack so that you can take them out for like the scanning process.
Sure.
But it's also good for this like little routine process. So my moisturizer's in there. I use CeraVe Facial Moisturizing Lotion PM.
I use that too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good. It's a solid moisturizer.
Yeah. And then an Aveeno Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion that I bought at the airport, so it's small enough for your elbows and your calves that get really scaly, but also a back rub if somebody needs it. Like we were both getting like really bent out of shape because it's a long as fuck flight. So like you have your little moisturizer for your friend if you're with somebody else, or you can self massage.
Totally. You can self soothe. Okay. We're getting into a little bit like expert territory.
Like I'm just giving you everything that I have.
Okay. I appreciate
you can
that.
Take things. You can leave them. I also had the Mario Badescu mineral sunscreen. I know you love a sunscreen.
I do love
a
sunscreen.
So like the second you get off the plane, especially in a warm place, if you're not screened up, get screened up. And then I also had this sunscreen that my dad gave me, which is like very zinky looking, but I think it must be good because he gave it to me. It's Elastin Skincare Silk Shield All Mineral Sunscreen. I think this is probably expensive. But
yeah, it's probably really good.
He gave it to me.
Wait, so you're using both of those?
I really only use the Badescu, and I would use the other one on like my shoulders and my ears, like the places that get most burnt between the chest.
So you're a mineral sunscreen gal.
I believe so.
Okay. Just to make sure.
No, not really, because I would use the sprays too. You would use anything. Yeah. You're not supposed to use the sprays down there because the ozone is depleted.
Okay.
But
I know I love a spray, and some people like say they steer away from the spray. The spray doesn't work. I think the spray is great just because it's easy to reapply.
Easy. Yeah.
And when you have to like lotion yourself up every time, you get burnt.
And you get annoyed.
Totally.
Yeah.
So that's why I like that. But mineral, I think, is actually better for you because it's that zinc.
Yeah. Okay. So that is my liquids bag. And then these are just some other things for long flights that I thought I could recommend because I had never even thought of this before. A USB. Because a lot, like some of the flights that we were on, they were like, oh, our monitors aren't working. Like you're not going to have any entertainment, which is
for the
insane.
Whole time.
They were Australia flights. So like, thank God.
Okay.
But like, imagine that happening on a long flight. You don't want that. So I got a USB. It's PNY 128 gigabytes, I believe, GB USB. And it holds so much stuff. I downloaded like 2 seasons of Traders Australia, like all the Bravo shows I needed to watch, like 6 movie musicals because they make things go fast. And
so you were fully entertained the whole
fully
time.
Fully entertained. And that's like $10 at Best Buy. Also a headphone splitter. If you're with somebody, so you don't have to do like the, oh, we're starting at the same time or whatever. You don't want to share the amazing.
Must have.
$8, Best Buy. And then a Squishmallow. I know I've talked about Squishmallows ad nauseum, but they are the best pillow for a plane. Those plane pillows are like flat as fuck.
Yeah. Do you prefer them to a neck pillow?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They're like the perfect size. The small ones, obviously. Don't get the jumbos.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. They come in all sizes.
Yeah, I think they're like 9 inches, the ones that I get. The one I got this time, her name is Luya, and she's like a financial teacher.
Okay. At a university?
At a high school.
Didn't know that was a thing, yeah, but good it was for
like,
her.
Who's ready for a presentation on credit card responsibility? I was like, okay, Luya.
Dude, I could have used that class in high school.
Seriously. And another thing, you mentioned your shoes not fitting after. Oh, yeah. So what I always do too on the plane is I'll pack a pair of sandals in my backpack so that like once you get on the plane, you take off your sneakers or whatever, and then you have the sandals to just walk around.
That's very smart because I just walk around in my socks and I get looks.
And that's disgusting.
Yeah, no, it is disgusting. No, I'm not.
I've done it before, but I've also gone into the bathroom and then you're like, your foot is wet.
Yeah. And then you're like, what did I just do?
Why did I just get myself into? Yeah.
But there's no choice because like I said, my foot has grown a whole size. So mm-hmm. I'm not going to put my shoe back on.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost as bad as when you accidentally go to the bathroom with your flip-flops off at the beach. Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Whoa.
Horrible. I know. I'm sorry I said anything.
No, that just like brought me back.
It's
yuck.
So
it's so wet.
I do it at least once a year, I think.
Oi. This is not a what you should bring, but this is something that we did, which was we arrived really early by accident to the airport because we thought it was going to be much busier than it was. And knowing that we were going to be sitting for such a long time, I was like, Ben, we should like walk and like move our bodies and stuff. But we didn't want to walk too far from the gate. Luckily, there's one of those little speed pads, you know, things that like people you walk really fast. You look like a bionic person. So since the airport was so empty, we used it as a walking pad and we just walked backwards on it.
So you walked in the opposite,
direction that
you were supposed to.
Yeah. For like 20 minutes.
So it gave you a little bit of resistance.
It was a little treadmill.
That's smart. So nobody ran into you though.
If people were coming, we like got off.
Sure.
We were at like the front end of it. But yeah, it was fun.
No, that is clever.
We did a little dance routine almost. Like I would walk in front of him and then I would stop and he would like catch me.
Wow. ABT who? Damn. That's really nice.
And yeah, I was so like freaked out at the prospect of a long ass flight. And this is something I didn't mention in the quitting weed episode, but this wedding was one of the triggers for me like freaking out about life because I was like, I don't think I can do this flight. If I am smoking so much, like, how am I going to make it 24 hours? Or, you know, because it's 24 hours from New York. How am I going to make it this long without smoking? And, oh my God, I can't do any travel because I need this thing in my life. And, you know, like, that was one of the things that contributed to the crashing down and the depression and stuff.
So
and
it was the flight itself not being away for 2 weeks necessarily.
I was only away for 10 days. But no, it wasn't the flight of it all, because there's no smoking on planes. And I was thinking, the way that I was living at that point was wake up, smoke, eat, smoke. Like, there was no...
Yeah, you can't do that on a plane.
There was no world where I was like, oh, I'll be able to do this and get to Australia. I don't know what the rules are.
Right.
We know how bad my stomach was when I did the Dominican Republic trip for The Bachelorette. Like, I was like, I can't do this. But then I did it. And I'm like so happy that I never thought I would go to Australia.
Yeah, no, I relate to this so hard. I'm telling you, I can't. I drive myself insane sitting on planes. And I'm never as prepared as I should be. So, like, I should have a packing list like this too. But was there a point during the flight that you're like, all right, I'm ready for this to be over?
No, not really, because this is another thing, is I've trained in depression, so I can sit for hours and binge shows.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's different in those little chairs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah, you're a little crinkled.
Yeah, and then your muscles get all sore. I guess that you had a personal masseuse.
I did, and I also, Ben and I do this thing. It didn't end up working out amazing, but we'll book the window and the aisle seat, hoping that nobody gets the middle.
Yes, can backfire on you, though.
Yeah.
Did it backfire on you?
Not in the way that you think. It turned out that our flight there was so empty that everybody had their own row.
Oh.
So everybody else was laying full out, and we were the only people who were sharing a row. But otherwise, it's a pretty good tactic.
Okay. So just go adequately packed up. Like, have all your entertainment. I think it's the entertainment that is the most important.
That's the thing,
part.
Too, is like, I don't want to be scrolling through this stuff that maybe I want to watch. I want to download an entire season of a show that I know I'm going to be enthralled by. Fucking finish it.
Yeah.
And then you get there.
And you feel really accomplished.
Yeah.
I just binged 2 seasons.
Highly recommend Traitors Australia. It is riveting.
I'll check it out.
It's really good.
We're so happy to have you back, Remy.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
All of us on the team. It just didn't feel complete without you.
You know what, though? I listened to the episodes that were done, and I loved them so much. I was like, I should leave more often.
Yeah, no, they did turn out really good.
They were
good.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
Lauren, you're an amazing co-host, and Tracy had me in stitches.
Oh, yeah. She's a riot.
Yeah.
She's a riot. All right. Well, that's it for today's episode.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, you guys.
Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered.
Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. If you like this episode, please write us a review. And don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And then, of course, follow me at Remy Casimir.
Follow me at Lubination.
And, of course, we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Rebecca Steinberg and Lauren Hope Crass. Editing by Rebecca Steinberg. Social media by Lauren Hope Crass. And guest booking by Allie Friedlander.
Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like homestyle meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.